WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, it's your boy Logan Cruz, back again with another dose of real talk on the dopamine fast. You know that feeling when life hits you like a runaway train, everything's spinning, and you just want to hit the pause button? Yeah, I feel ya. That's stress talking, folks, and it's something we all deal with, whether it's deadlines at work, relationship drama, or even just trying to figure out what to have for dinner. The thing is, stress isn't always a bad thing. It can actually be a good motivator, pushing us to get things done and overcome challenges. But when stress becomes chronic, when it starts hijacking your life and making you feel constantly on edge, that's where we need to step in and take control. So today, let's break down the beast that is stress. How to understand it better, manage it effectively, and even turn those stressful moments into opportunities for growth. First things first, recognizing the signs of stress is crucial. We're not just talking about feeling overwhelmed or anxious, although those are definitely major red flags. Stress can manifest in so many ways. Headaches, fatigue, digestive issues, changes in sleep patterns, irritability, you name it. It's like your body's way of saying, hey, something's off. Next up, identifying the sources of your stress is key. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing a moving target? That feeling of never having enough time can be a huge stressor. Maybe it's work piling up, family commitments keeping you on your toes, or even just trying to keep up with social media and the pressure to have it all together. Now here's where things get really interesting. Learning how to manage your stress response. We all have that fight or flight instinct hardwired into us, right? But in today's world, we rarely face actual physical threats. So that fight or flight response gets triggered by everyday stressors, and it's not doing us any favors. Think about it. When you feel stressed, your body releases hormones like cortisol and adrenaline, making your heart race, breathing quicken, and muscles tense up. That's a survival mechanism, but constantly being in that state can wreak havoc on your physical and mental health. So, how do we break the cycle? First, let's talk about mindfulness. This is about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When you feel stress creeping in, take a deep breath. Focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? It's like hitting the reset button on your brain and giving yourself a moment of calm. Next up, physical activity is your best friend. Exercise releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that naturally combat stress. Even a short walk can make a world of difference. And don't underestimate the power of sleep. When you're well-rested, you're better equipped to handle stress. Aim for 7-8 hours of quality sleep each night. Your body and mind will thank you for it. Okay, so imagine this. You've got a big presentation at work tomorrow, and your mind is racing with thoughts about what could go wrong. You're feeling anxious, overwhelmed, your stomach is doing flips. Sound familiar? That's stress taking hold. But here's where the power of these strategies comes in. Instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral out of control, you take a deep breath, acknowledge the feeling of stress, and remind yourself that you've prepared well for this. You visualize yourself delivering the presentation with confidence, focusing on your message, and connecting with the audience. You go for a brisk walk to clear your head and get a good night's sleep. See? By applying these techniques, you can turn that stressful situation into an opportunity to shine. Listen, managing stress isn't about eliminating it altogether, because let's be real, life throws curveballs our way all the time. It's about developing healthy coping mechanisms, building resilience, and learning to navigate those challenging moments with grace and composure. Remember, you've got this. So, what are you going to do with this knowledge? Go out there, take a deep breath, and start implementing these strategies into your daily life. Share this episode with a friend who might need a little stress-busting boost. And don't forget to leave a review. It helps others find the podcast and join this journey of self-improvement. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.